And we are live. Welcome to the NBA Strategy Show. It is Monday, March 18th. I'm Josh Engelman here to break down, if you're playing on DraftKings at least, an eight-game NBA slate. FanDuel chopped a couple of these games off, so you get a very different outlook. But we're here for the full eight for today. Make sure you're hitting that like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Follow me on Twitter, at Josh Engelman. All right, Joseph Ramirez, that was a tough one yesterday for me, man. Tough one for Liverpool. Choked away a lead twice against Man U. Not fun for me, guys. Not fun in any way. Heartbroken. We'll get rid of that one. Almost shipped UFC on Saturday. I didn't talk about it yesterday, but I came dangerously close to shipping UFC. Ended up finishing fifth, which is funny because I wasn't going to play UFC. Then I got reminded by my wife. The last time she was out of town for this exact weekend a year ago, I won UFC. So I only played because of that, and I almost did it again. Same weekend, back-to-back years, which would have been pretty fun. Ultimately, didn't happen the way that I wanted it to. That's fine. Had a massive betting day yesterday, which was really fun. Let me get the exact number here. Yesterday, using Odds Shopper, I was 12-3 on the betting streets, plus 3.5 units, 53% ROI. Good stuff, guys. Good stuff. We got a lot of basketball to talk about. We got Sleeper to talk about. Peep the banner, top of the screen there, the sponsor of this show. Deposit match bonus up to $500. Plenty of options using Odds Shopper if you need plays for the pick 'em sites. Hell, Sleeper's got a free square on Jalen Brunson tonight, I believe. You don't want to sleep on that one. Pun intended. S&P, I couldn't agree more. I knew that I was close, but I knew that I wasn't going to have the keys to the top because I didn't have the... I can't remember the chick that won. But I knew that I had a bunch of the pieces that you needed. And then ultimately, it ended up being that I needed the main event to go the way that it did to get fifth. So I chopped fifth. Wasn't like a great, I mean, I can't say that it wasn't a great return because it was obviously a great return. But the difference between like chopping fifth or like chopping being up one spot would have been massive. Okay, Nick, I do not remember your question from the deeper dive on Friday. Please hit me with that again because my memory sucks. It just doesn't exist. I don't remember anything ever. So hit me with that question. I'm probably happy to answer it here. I assume I told you to ask me today. Oh, I got wrecked in the early yesterday. So I bailed on the main. But for now, we got a lot of basketball to talk. I've got DraftKings loaded with our projections. There are definitely some spots that I am wildly different, so it'll be fun to break that kind of stuff down. But we'll hang out for the next hour or so. Oh, Nick, lowest played regular starter. Which guy that plays all the time is like the least rostered guy in the league? Because Nick, I don't know if you were around. Greg and I talked about it a bit on playback Friday night. I think Brook Lopez is the answer. I think Brook Lopez is the guy in the league that plays the most and gets rostered the least. He's a center. His minutes basically never change. His rates basically never change. It almost anybody can be out and it doesn't matter. It's I think it's got to be Brook Lopez. Nick, I gotcha. Yeah, we dug into it a bit on the playback stream because I wanted to hit Greg with it. And I think the answer is Brook Lopez. I can't think of anybody else that it could possibly be. See, like, it can't be Okoro because all it takes is one or two injuries and he goes from 20 minutes to 30-something minutes and then all of a sudden you're playing him for a bit at value. Same for Drew Holiday. The moment one of Tatum or Brown or Porzingis is out after they're stabilized for a bit, you're immediately getting to a lot of Jrue Holiday. That can't, like, that basically just can't happen for Brook Lopez. Anthony Black doesn't play enough. I mean, Lopez is playing 30 minutes a night like clockwork. It's got to be Brook Lopez. But anyway, we got a lot to talk about here. Let's get into it. First game up for today. That feels like it should be zoomed in more. Oh, is this the new crop? Give me one second. Yeah, it is. That's funny. All right, here we go. First game up, Cleveland Cavaliers, 7.5-point dogs in Indy, 223 total. This one's pretty tricky for Cleveland today. Obviously, still no Evan Mobley, still no Max Strus. Dean Wade is doubtful. Donovan Mitchell out with a nasal fracture. So we're doing the Cleveland thing again for today. And this one's kind of crazy. So we have 30% ownership coming into Sam Merrill, 30% ownership coming into LeVert, 20 to Isaac Okoro, and then 10 to Tristan Thompson, Jared Allen, George Niang, Darius Garland, and Craig Porter. Now, this is where it gets a little tricky. So we projected Sam Merrill for 28 minutes. I didn't go that direction. I went a little lighter than that. Let me bump this over a bit. Yeah, that'll work. So we had a game here. These two games, the 10th and 11th, are relatively interesting. These games had no Donovan Mitchell, no Max Strus, no Evan Mobley, no Dean Wade. Same situation we had then. Sam Merrill only played 21.5 minutes in both of those games and did not start. We saw Craig Porter play 22 and 24. Bates got some run in that first one, but that's not all that important. But you can kind of see what their rotation was. So I'm a bit more pessimistic on Sam Merrill's playing time. I'm especially pessimistic if Sam Merrill happens to be 32% owned. Now, it's not that he's not a decent option, but we're talking about a guy that's in and around 0.8 fantasy points per minute. Like, even if I give him, I should give him a little bit of a bump in usage here, but like, I don't want to get to Merrill off the bench in that situation. If he's starting, it's a different question. But if he's not starting, I'm way less interested. If the starting lineup is Garland, Okoro, LeVert, Niang, and Jared Allen, then I'm not all that interested in that heavy ownership for Sam Merrill. Now, I also think that that will probably come down a bit, or at least it can come down a bit. But I'm more interested in going to Craig Porter. Like, if these guys are going to play similar minutes, one of them's 4,200, the other's 3,300. And Craig Porter is probably a better per minute guy. Or at least close to it. Speaking of, I gotta make him Craig Porter Jr. in my sheet. That should help. All right, there we go. Like, Craig Porter is like a 0.9 fantasy point per minute guy. Now, I think it's lower in this sort of situation when you have to play alongside some starters some more. So I only have him at 0.83. He looks like a great value. I would like to flip-flop these two guys. If Craig Porter is going to be that much lower owned than Merrill in a very similar minute situation, give me the lower owned guy at the cheaper salary. I have them projected for the exact same fantasy points, which I think is pretty interesting to think about. So if you're interested in Cleveland on DraftKings today, pay very close attention to the ownership relationship between Craig Porter Jr. and Sam Merrill. But I want the rest of Cleveland, too. 6,800 shooting guard small forward eligibility for Caris LeVert. He's 30% owned. I got 23, but, like, he looks good. And to me, looks like the best thing you can get to from Cleveland just overall. Okoro's just playing massive minutes. Not going to be the best per minute guy, 0.75 fantasy points per minute, but 20% owned at sub 5K and small forward. Yeah, that makes sense. Oh, by the way, 25th ranked Pacers defense, second in pace. Incredible spot for Cleveland. So I want to get to Niang because his minutes are going to be up. I want to get to Okoro because his minutes are up. I'm more than happy to get to Darius Garland at 7,600. He's been playing a lot better as of late, back up over that fantasy point per minute range. Certainly getting to LeVert. Don't mind getting to Jared Allen, but there's going to be plenty of center options today. For me, I see it as Craig Porter Jr. in a larger field GPP looking better than Sam Merrill at current ownership. Now, if that stabilizes, that could end up looking a lot different. But if I'm ranking these guys based on my personal priorities, it's LeVert, it's Craig Porter, it's Okoro, it's Niang, and then it's Darius Garland. LeVert, Allen, and Okoro are the guys pulling the massive ownership on the FanDuel end. Now, if we look at the stochastic sims, we know what we're going to see here. 63% exposure to Sam Merrill. Your mileage may vary. 34 to Caris LeVert. I think we're all in agreement there. 25 to Jared Allen. So that's a bit of a spin for me. I certainly like the matchup. I gave him 35 minutes. Like, I like Jared Allen, but center to me is always the easiest position you can get away from. And then Okoro got 20% exposure. All of that makes sense. You want to get to Cleveland. There aren't many better matchups on today's slate. And you get Donovan Mitchell out. So it's a double whammy for Cleveland. You're freeing up their biggest usage guy. You're freeing up 30 plus minutes. And you're getting an incredible matchup. You just have to play Cleveland today. Now for the Pacers, still some love here. Apparently it's Jalen Smith day, which this is just an explanation of where value is. There isn't any. There's not a single spot of like really good value to me on this slate. And that's another reason why I think I'm getting to Craig Porter. 22% ownership coming into a 4K Jalen Smith. And then it's right around 10 for Aaron Nesmith, Miles Turner, Obi Toppin, Pascal Siakam, and TJ McConnell. Now, I'm getting to that love for Jalen Smith. It doesn't excite me. I don't want to play a 17-minute backup center, but I get why it's happening. I do like getting to Aaron Nesmith. He has not been good since he got back. 0.75 fantasy points per minute. Not exactly an amazing matchup here either, but I'm getting to Nesmith. The flexibility helps. That shooting guard, small forward. When you have an MPE that crosses guard and forward on a day where there isn't a ton of value, that guy is just going to look better by default because he just fits in more spots than everybody else. But I also got to a little bit of Miles Turner. I'm neutral on Toppin. I'm neutral on Siakam. I'm neutral on McConnell. I'm a little bit over on Andrew Nembhard. I'm getting to an absolute ton. A ton of this first game. Now, if we look at it in the stochastic sims, we're getting 47% of Jalen Smith. So in complete alignment with where I'm at, which is scary. It's not fun to play backups. If we get more value, that'll be great. And we also need to remember, there's 214% ownership coming into Cleveland and Indy. That is the most ownership of any game on today's slate, and it's not even close. Next closest game is going to be Portland-Chicago. They have 156. That's like 60 percentage points more than Portland and Chicago. So do with that what you will. But as I see it, you got to get to this game. Now, I don't love that usually, especially today, because we have three games at 10 o'clock and 10:30. I would have preferred to have a little bit more flexibility for swaps, but this looks like a game where you can't really turn down the value. So you see in the Sims tool, we're getting to Indy. No different than what I was doing. 12% of Turner, close to that for Neesmith, close to that for Toppin. A lot less Siakam, but he came out very negative ROI, so I'm not surprised there. But you're just going to get quite a bit of this first game. So if you're a I don't like to get to the first game guy, you are fading the best situation on today's slate. Have fun with that. Now, if we want to talk about bad situations, the Detroit Pistons are 16-point underdogs in Boston. We've got a 226 total here. Pistons are at full strength, or at least close to it. Both the Pistons and the Celtics are on back-to-backs, so we don't have either injury report. Quentin Grimes would be the only swing piece for the Pistons. I think it's easier to just say that we don't want to really play Detroit. I got to 9% of Cade. Cool with it. Didn't get to more than 3% of anybody else, and it's only Fontecchio and Duren. Only Cade and Jalen Duren got to double digits in ownership, and that's barely. Neither one of them got even close to that in terms of optimal. This shouldn't be surprising. Who wants to play the Pistons against the Celtics? I certainly don't. I have nothing else that I want to add here. I will pull it up in the Stochastic Sims. 3% of Cade, 1% of Jalen Duren, two lineups of Jalen Duren, and that's it. So I am looking at this one the same way our stochastic projections are. Don't get to the Detroit Pistons. Now, the Boston situation, we basically can't talk about these guys right now. One, they're on a back-to-back. We didn't have Kristaps Porzingis yesterday, and we didn't have Jaylen Brown yesterday. We also didn't have Derek White. Now, this is a back-to-back, so the expectation is that Al Horford won't play. We have no idea who's in for Boston. None. None at all. So we do have some ownership coming into these guys. It's, to me, not worth digging into right now. Like, we're going to know what we want when all of this is done. Is Sam Hauser's ankle going to be able to get him out there? If not, we're probably talking about Sfi. Does White play? Does Porzingis play? Does Brown play? Does Tatum play? Does Drew? We don't know. It's a back-to-back. We don't know. I think the only thing that we can be very confident in is Al Horford not playing. But I don't want to break down a game where we have literally no clue of what we should expect for this team. We just don't have enough knowledge. Sims Tools getting to Drew Holiday a bit, finding Jason Tatum to be a tad overowned. It just doesn't matter. We need their injury report. It'll be out at 1:30. At the very least, that'll provide us our first lap through whether or not we should be getting to anything major from Boston. There are going to be pieces here. Like, if we get two or three guys out, if Zinger ends up out again, like, we might be able to talk about Tillman or Cornette. You know, if White is out again, if Hauser is out again, we're going to have a lot going on. We don't know what it is. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter right now. You know what does matter? Checking out Odds Shopper. Do we have any bets from the first two games that are out there right now? Aaron Neesmith under 1.5 threes is sitting at plus 150 at bet365. That's the best one you can get out there right now. If you're looking for a line to get anywhere in the sportsbook space, Aaron Neesmith looking good. Go get it now. Okay, schedule for the rest of the day. That will likely be important to you guys. So we've got me coming back at 5 p.m. with Bellman for the deeper dive. You'll get Greg and Eric for Live Before Lock at 6. Then you get Greg and I back along with Ben for playback tonight at 7 p.m. So if you want to come hang out for playback, I'd love to see you guys. Go to playback.tv/stochastic if you want to join us. We're streaming games, guys. We're linked to League Pass. If you have League Pass, awesome. You can watch these games along with us. If you don't have League Pass, you might be able to acquire one of our 40 VIP passes that gives you League Pass with us for the night so you can watch along with us. We're talking news for the rest of the slate, and I'm guessing we'll be inundated with that potentially you know, two 7:30 starts, an 8 o'clock game, a 9 o'clock game. We'll probably be on for some news. We'll be able to talk live bets. We'll probably do some giveaways. It's a great place to be, guys. So come hang out with us on Playback. The Miami Heat are 2-point underdogs in Philadelphia, 210 total. Miami on a back-to-back. We had no Jimmy Butler yesterday. Very difficult to talk about this team because Miami was like massive, massive chalk on the early. But now we don't know what to do. If Butler is in, we're not really getting here. This is the number 29 team in pace for Miami against the number 25 team in pace for Philadelphia. The highest owned guy on DraftKings is either 4% to Jaime Jaquez or 4% to Jimmy Butler. It's different on FanDuel because the slate is shorter. People are getting to Jaquez. But, I mean, we have Jaquez 7% optimal. That's a little bit of positive leverage. I got 5% of Rozier, 3% of Jaquez. This is just a very bad game environment and one I don't want to get to if Jimmy Butler is in today. Colin, I do not know when the March Madness show is. I'm guessing tomorrow would be my assumption, but I don't know for sure. And then Pinstripe, what's the odds that you guys do Playback for MLB? We want to. It's going to depend on if how Playback's licensing works for baseball, when they get it, if they get it. We're sort of at their mercy. But if they have an ability for us to do MLB Playback, then we're going to be doing MLB Playback. That would be my expectation. So Stochastic Sims for Miami. Again, very dependent on the status of Jimmy Butler. We got 2% of Jaime Jaquez and nothing else. This should explain things very easily. Miami is a very uneventful team to get to. Not a team I'm stressing for. On the Philly side. So not a lot of love coming into the Sixers. We do have a Q tag on Tobias Harris. He is questionable with that right ankle sprain. Highest owned guy for Philly is 4% Tyrese Maxey. He's 7% optimal. It's the best of anything on the Sixers. It's a little different on FanDuel. If Tobias Harris is in, he looks better. I like Maxey as a sneaky GPP play. If he's 4% owned, 8,600. 1.15 to 1.25 fantasy points per minute, somewhere in that range. I think he looks sneaky today as a GPP play. We've got the big DraftKings contest, so like 85,000 entries or something. That's the kind of guy that I'd be happy to get to because the ceiling is real. It's very real. I got to a little bit of Tobias Harris. He's got to be in. I got to a little bit of revenge narrative Kyle Lowry. 7%. We're not talking about anything incredible. Only guy that I got to double digits of is Tyrese Maxey. I like him in large field GPPs. If we look at Philly in the Stochastic Sims, slightly different. 2 shares of Tyrese Maxey, 2 shares of Tobias Harris. Stochastic Sims are seeing it the way that it looks on paper, that this is just not an appealing matchup. Chris Farmer, I'm going to go ahead and disagree. Bam is basically unplayable. Ronald Hill, 2 weeks until Embiid. I wouldn't hold my breath on that one. Let's go to Portland. Portland Trailblazers are 8-point underdogs in Chicago, 213 total. Now, Portland has a doubtful tag on Jeremy Grant and a Q tag on Matisse Thybulle. It's an ankle soreness for Thybulle. It's the hamstring for Jeremy Grant. Malcolm Brogdon, Shaedon Sharpe still out. Little bit of ownership coming in here. Apparently, I'm a Delano Banton hater. We've got Banton 5 more minutes than I do. Did I miss something? All right, so Banton played 42 apiece the last 2 games. I don't know what to do with that. I'm probably light, but I'm not going to lie. That 19-minute game really messes me up. I'm going to have to bump Banton's minutes up because I don't really have him right now. And I'm already aware of how much Delano Banton the Sims are getting to. Truth is probably somewhere in the middle. 85% Delano Banton. So I'm going to go ahead and bump up his minutes. I'm not going to rerun anything, but I'm going to get him up to 34, I think. Which will probably be a little bit easier to manage. And don't get me wrong, like, he looks good. But I don't know how good. It's an interesting question. Because this is a bad matchup. Chicago is 28th in pace. So, all right, I bumped up Banton. I'm not going to rerun the sim, but 45% ownership is too high. And we've got him 34% optimal. I believe in that number. He does look like one of the better options. I will happily be light on a 45% owned Delano Banton, though. I like getting to Ayton still at 8,200. He's been smashing as of late. It's a decent enough matchup for him. I only have him at 1.2 fantasy points per minute. He's been playing at 1.35 over the past 30 days. So I'm 2xing Ayton. I'm a bit over on Kamara. I mean, his minutes have just been stuck at around 30. Yeah, S&P, that's a great point too. I also like getting to Simons. I especially like getting to Simons if Alex Caruso happens to be out, because that really makes that perimeter matchup a lot easier. So 7,700 for Simons. I'm more than 2xing him. I'm 2xing Ayton. I'm a little bit over on Chris Murray. I'm a little bit over on Kamara. I'm using it as a situation to just get away from some of this Banton ownership. This is an 8-game slate. I don't need 45% of Delano Banton on a day where his price is like where it's supposed to be. And everybody for Portland that we expected to be in is in. It's a little much as far as I'm concerned. But he does look like the best on paper option for Portland. I prefer to go the other way in GPPs. We got to 21% Ayton in the Stochastic Sims. Got to crack my back. Tried, couldn't get it. And then we got to a little bit of Kamara, but we basically didn't get to Simons. I'm usually a bigger Simons believer than most. But as I see it, Portland looks okay even in this bad matchup. I'm hoping we can just see Banton's ownership come down to like mid to low 30s, at which point I'll probably end up with like 20 something and then I won't have to stress. But he is a swing piece for today, in my opinion. Oh, that's for sure, S&P. For sure. Then we get to Chicago. So the Alex Caruso news is huge. He's questionable for today. If he's not playing, the impact is massive. It does appear that Coby White is still doubtful, so we won't have him today. We've got 20% ownership to Dosunmu, 20 to Caruso, and then around 10 for DeRozan and Vooch. Best believe I'm getting to Chicago here against Portland. Great spot. Heavy, heavy exposure for me to DeMar DeRozan at 8,300. I like the matchup. I like his role. I like everything here against Portland. Why not get to a sub 10% DeMar DeRozan? Why wouldn't we want to do that? He's in 30% of my lineups. We only have him 8% optimal. I'm a big fan. I mean, I have him projected for like 5 more fantasy points than we do to start the day. He looks like, to me, like a pay-up GPP pivot. If we find somebody getting heavy ownership in that range, I'd be happy to flip-flop them for DeMar. I'm under on Dosunmu and a little bit over on Caruso. Could change, obviously. And if Caruso's out, that ownership goes away. And then we probably start looking at, is it Bittum or Batim? However you say it, he's 3,700. Someone like Dalen Terry probably starts looking a little bit more interesting as well. But I want to get to pieces of Chicago because it's Portland on the other end. Stochastic Sims are going to certainly be a lot lighter on DeMar. There's really no way around that. 46% ownership to Alex Caruso. Now, we do have a hard-coded boost Anytime Alex Caruso is in, we give him the Alex Baker bump. But 46% still looks fantastic. 30% to Vooch. Now, that's a little bit more than I'm looking for, but I do think he looks good here. Interesting matchup. I prefer getting to Ayton on the opposite side, but I could go either way. Vooch, 8,100 on FanDuel, 28% owned. Certainly looks better there. Sotek, shout out to that one. And then 23% to DeSumo. I mean, he's playing massive minutes. He might be in for 40 if Alex Caruso happens to be out. I did bet DeSumo's under, so let's put that out there right now. But if we're looking at this one, I think the priorities are very clear. If Caruso's in, Caruso, DeSumo, DeRozan, Vooch. If Caruso is out, it's the other three guys, and then someone has to step into the starting lineup. Whoever that ends up being is probably going to look like a really nice value. All right. That's where we're at for Chicago. So we're halfway done here. Let's take a peek at Odds Shopper, see if there's any additional games or bets that are out there for stuff we've talked about. Anthony Simons under 3.5 threes at Bet365. It's been up for 19 minutes. You can get it at even money. You should go ahead and grab it right now. 5% expected value. Even Caruso, under 13.5 points. It's got an Odd Shopper rating of 8, expected value of about 5%. You can get under 13.5 at even money. This is, I mean, I talked about Greg's tweet. I can actually pull that up. That's not going to be the one, but we can get to Greg's tweet quickly here. I want people to see this. So, through everything that we have this season, I know that's going to be really hard to see, but if you want to find this tweet, it was from March 15th at 1:31 p.m. There have been 39,719 recommended bets on Odds Shopper this year. The record is posted. If you just bet everything that's been recommended via Odds Shopper, a $100 better would be smashing. You'd have a 4% ROI. Now, you're obviously not getting down 39,000 bets. I get that. But the fact that we can take a 40,000 bet sample and provide a 4% ROI, we're showing you that this is a value proposition. I highly, highly, highly recommend you check out Odds Shopper. And you know what the easiest way to do that is? You're going to love it. You ready? Bang. First week of Odds Shopper Premium for the tourney, $1. If you're in a legal betting state, you have absolutely no reason to skip out on this deal. The promo code is MADNESS, MADNESS. This offer will be out until March 21st at noon. So the moment the games tip on Thursday for the tournament, that's when this offer goes away. You get your first week of Odds Shopper Premium for $1. Why not take advantage of this? If you haven't done this yet, you're crazy. You're crazy. I mean that sincerely. For $1, for what I just showed you, over the course of the NBA season, we recommended 39,700 bets. It's a 4% ROI on that aggregate. Pick and choose a little bit better, that number could go up. You can get that entire package. You can get the Odds Shopper premium package for $1. It's a no-brainer, guys. I hope there's a link in the description after that sell job. If there's not, go to oddsshopper.com, and when you sign up, enter the promo code MADNESS, MADNESS. All right, let's go to Minnesota. 8-point favorites in Utah, and we have a 222 total here. Pretty tough game to talk about, at least on the Minnesota side. Well, honestly, on both sides. Minnesota has a questionable tag on Kyle Anderson, Rudy Gobert, and Monty Morris. It's revenge narrative alert for some of these guys, clearly, but there's just, like, what do you do with three questionable tags of rotation pieces? Cross your fingers. Anthony Edwards is up to $10,000 on DraftKings now. He's 5% owned. I actually got 7%. I figured I would get a straight zero, but I think the matchup is really helping here. It helps to know, it helps to face a Utah team that's 29th in defensive rating and 4th in pace. So I'm not really getting to a ton, though. I'm a little bit under on Kyle Anderson. That dude is stressful to no end. I'm a little bit under on Mike Conley, a little bit under on Rudy Gobert. I want to get pieces from Minnesota, but if we don't get any news on their Q tags, this is more of a late swap team than anything else. I don't have much else to say. Like, if Gobert is out, we know that we have to look differently at Naz Reid. If Kyle Anderson's out, we know that we have to look differently at, like, Nikhil Alexander-Walker. You know, if two of those guys are out, it's crazy. So this is in flux for Minnesota. So I don't want to spend too much time digging into what is largely just a guess to start the day. Minnesota's getting 19%, or we're getting 19% of Mike Conley in the Sims, 7 of Gobert, 5 of Kyle Anderson. All looks fine. But we could create a lot more value here depending on who ends up in. Now, on the Utah side, we might be getting Lauri Markkanen back. He's questionable. He has missed the last 6 games for Utah. I'm going to be honest. It felt like way more than 6 games, but it doesn't really matter. The highest owned guy on Utah, if Lauri Markkanen is in, is 2% owned Walker Kessler. That is not interesting to me. I got to 3% of Colin Sexton, the highest optimal rate for anybody on DraftKings for Minnesota, or for Utah rather, is Talen Horton-Tucker at 4%. I have no interest in Utah in this spot. If Markkanen is out, then we probably still have a little bit of value here and we're interested. But if Markkanen is back, I don't really think we're getting to much. This is a terrible matchup. It's the number one defense. They don't exactly play fast. It's a terrible place to get to the Utah Jazz. If we look at Utah via the Sims tool, we didn't get a single share of a Utah Jazz player. So I got no more than 3% of Sexton. Stochastic Sims got nothing. Easy thing to pay attention to. You don't need it. Honestly, I mean, S&P, for real, I felt like he's been out for like 3 or 4 weeks. I feel like I've talked about like the Hornets 15 times since Lauri Markkanen last played. It's crazy. Like, he played in March. I can't even wrap my head around that. That's insane. It's insane. Now we get to the 10 o'clock game. So these games are not on the FanDuel slate. They are on DraftKings. I wish we had more news hanging in the balance. For the Knicks, we've got the Q tag on OG Anunoby. As best we can tell, everybody is available for Golden State. Now we know exactly what's going on for the Knicks rotation. They don't really mess around here. Only thing that's going to change this up is Anunoby. 10% ownership to Josh Hart. 10 to Brunson. Just shy of 10 on Hartenstein and DiVincenzo. I mean, interesting enough matchup against Golden State. We did get Brunson to 14% optimal, 10% owned. Love it. Josh Hart's like 9%. So I got a little bit over on DiVincenzo. I'm more than 2xing Isaiah Hartenstein, and I am a little bit over on Jalen Brunson. Here's what I want to talk about for Hartenstein. Now, he is just splitting 48 minutes with Precious Achiuwa. But last time out, we got 28 minutes out of Isaiah Hartenstein and 20 to Precious Achiuwa. Now, it was a full 24-24 split the game before that. But if Hartenstein still has 28 minutes ceilings, I gave him 26. I think he's going to get slept on a little bit. I assume they want to keep ramping those minutes. I don't want to say ramping up, but like, I think they're okay with playing him more. I think he'll do fantastic on the boards in this spot. But as I look at Hartenstein, he looks like a sneaky center to me. If he can get 28 minutes, he's a fantasy point per minute guy. Every one of those minutes matter. So keep your eyes peeled on Hartenstein now. 5,200. I went 26 minutes. We went 24. We went with the split. I'm going to lean Hartenstein. And I think that could pay me off down the line. But there are no overwhelming priorities coming out of New York. If we switch over to the results of Stochastic Sims, we have 17% exposure to Jalen Brunson. That's basically right in line with me. I like it. 3% of Josh Hart, 2 of Hartenstein, 1 of DiVincenzo. Like, it seems like I'm a little bit more optimistic on the Knicks. But obviously, the status of Ananobi is going to tell a pretty big tale here. I like using Isaiah Hartenstein in the large field contest. Jalen Brunson is the best play from the New York Knicks. Man, this kombucha is so good. So, in this matchup, for this tournament, I don't want that OG Ananobi news until 9:01, and I want him to be out. This contest, you got to be ready for it. Because of the amount of entries, late swap is basically like just not happening. You're going to create massive, massive value by late swap news for these games tonight because of this contest. And even for the 9 o'clock games, to be honest. Even for the 8 o'clock game. Massive value in late swapping today. More than there is on any other slates. You want to be around to take advantage. You want to be around to take advantage. Now on Golden State, 3% ownership to Andrew Wiggins is the highest owned guy for the Warriors. This is a matchup against the number 30 ranked team in pace. One thing to pay attention to, though, if OG is out, this is not a good Knicks defense. If he's in, it is. So think through that a little bit. If we get that Ananobi news out, this matchup will look better for Golden State if it breaks. Everybody's in. 2.8% ownership to Wiggins, 6% optimal rate to Draymond Green. I got to 3% of Pajemski. We are not rostering the Golden State Warriors today, guys. It's a pretty bleak spot. With Ananobi in. It's so bleak that we have one share of Draymond Green in the Stochastic Sims, and that is it. Nobody getting anything from Golden State. That's rough. That is really, really, really tough to look at. So Golden State is basically a no-go. As best I can tell, they are projected for 11% ownership. That is the second lowest total of any team other than the Utah Jazz. So I wish I had more to add here for the Warriors, but they're just not that team. Do we have any new bets that we could look at? Alex Caruso under 13.5 points is plus 100 on BetMGM. If you can get that right now, you should do that as fast as you possibly can. It's also plus 100 on ESPN bet. You can get it at minus 105 at bet365. 40 odd shopper rating. You guys should be doing everything in your power to get to that line right now. You can also get under 14.5 at minus 130. Still a good bet, but under 13.5, you should be getting here quickly. Quickly. Nothing else really popping up, though, from the games we talked about most recently. Minnesota, Utah, New York, and Golden State. Conley under 5.5 assists has a little bit of value, around 5% expected value at plus 115. Loving life. I mean, if you want to play Steph, that's just you're pivoting off of someone chalky to get to a lower owned Steph Curry. But no, he looks really bad today. At best, you can call him a large field GPP option. My kombucha of choice. Can I get it without the glare? Kind of. Lenny Boy. I don't know if it's local or not, but it's called Wake Up Call. Blueberry and yerba mate. Where are they out of? Let's figure out where they're from. Charlotte. Okay. Yeah, so relatively local. Anthony, there you go. They're my jam. They're my jam. Folks, I mentioned it before. I'm going to mention it again here, too. So Sleeper is the sponsor of this show. You guys see the banner at the top of the screen. If you aren't in a legal sports betting state, but you do play the Pick'em sites, Sleeper, Prize Picks, what else do we have on here? Better, Dabble, Underdog, Jock Market. We have all of them on Underdog, on Odd Shopper right now. I just told you guys about signing up for Odd Shopper for $1. If you play on the Pick'em sites, you can use the same tool. Sleeper right now has a free square on Jalen Brunson over 0.5 points. Take advantage of every free square that you can get. They're not going to make you rich. The limits are relatively low when you can get free squares. However, that will help to offset your costs. Everything has rake attached to it. Just using free squares every day when they're available, Sleeper puts one out basically every day. If you use those free squares, you're in a much better opportunity to just lower your costs because you're much more likely to win. Zach Justice, what's the difference between Odd Shopper and Pick'em Pro? I can hit that quickly. Odd Shopper is a market-based tool. So we aren't using like our projections to set any lines or provide value. Pick'em Pro is based on our projections model. So two very different ways of approaching this system. I'm more of a market guy myself. I prefer the Odd Shopper scene, but I also use my own projections in the same way that Pick'em Pro is used. But Odd Shopper is going to be a market-based tool. It's using all the lines against each other, so to speak. But look at all these plays out here on the Pick'em streets. Sleeper might not have any near the top, but Prize Picks, 59% win rate on DeJounte Murray under 8.5. Looks good. A couple options from Better, some more from Prize Picks. I can show you, like, here's how easy it is. I can pull up the Fantasy Optimizer picks. Sorry. Clicked the wrong one. I can pull up the, let's use the Prize Picks Optimizer for right now, because I think there are more viable. No, actually, we have a ton of viable plays on Sleeper right now. A lot of them are, some of them are in hockey. So let's just say we take Jalen Brunson and we want to go to Isaiah Hartenstein under 1.5 blocks, and we'll grab Steph Curry under rebounds. Right out of the gate, I put those three together. That's a 3.7x payout, 52% expected value, a 40% win rate to get all three of those. Let's say I don't even want to add the Jalen Brunson free square, and I just wanted Hartenstein under 1.5 blocks, Steph Curry under 4.5 rebounds. We lose all of our expected value. That's a bad play. This calculator shows it all for you. Let's say we want to do, like, you can see the expected value on some of these, very low. We could add in Caruso. That gets us to -8. Could add in Ayton. It's not getting any better. Right now, I don't think we have anything really viable. We want to take advantage on Sleeper of that Jalen Brunson free square. Because if you add that free square in, I know the limit on what we can put down is going to be lower, but that changes our expected value in a big way. In a big, big way. Steven Leibowitz, good stuff. Love to see it. Steven, if you don't have Odd Shopper right now, I really recommend tossing down the dollar and grabbing it for a week if you haven't used it. I think you'll be very happy with it. I mean, so Captain Fail asked the question. So should you just not run sims and build lineups until you have injury news? I mean, it's always good to have the information of where you stand and understand how the slate works. But yeah, I mean, in the grand scheme of things for the NBA, you really shouldn't be doing anything until like 6:45. Gotcha, Steven. Gotcha. All right, let's close it out. Final two games on this slate. Also, reminder, sign up at Sleeper. Link below in the description of this video. Up to $500 on your first deposit. Memphis Grizzlies are 9.5-point underdogs in Sacramento, 224 total. Single-digit ownership across the board for the Grizzlies. 9% to John Conchar is the most we got of anybody. Vince Williams is doubtful. We do have Desmond Bane back now. Positive leverage in the boom bust tool. 2x positive leverage on GG Jackson. More than that for Aldama. More than that for Jordan Goodwin. I don't know, man. I don't see it. And it's a great spot, but I didn't get to more than double digits of anybody from Memphis. And that's kind of what I like with Bane back. He and Triple J are really going to just monopolize the offensive touches. So I have a scattered amount of Memphis, and we're kind of seeing the same thing in the Sims tool. A little bit of a stand on Santi Aldama. 11% GG Jackson, 3% to Triple J, 2 shares of Bane. It's not overwhelming. It seems to be Aldama and very little else in terms of like getting over the field. The matchup helps. If it can be competitive, if Bane can... But like, if it's competitive, you really do feel like Desmond Bane or Jaren Jackson are the reason that happened. They are the two best options, I think. But I wouldn't go crazy here. 8,200 for Bane, shooting guard only. He looks all right. 5% optimal, 4% owned. I got 7. That feels about right here. But boy, oh boy, is he going to be able to take any shot he wants. I don't see this as a team I'm going to be taking a stand on. I do, however, see the other side of it. 30% ownership coming into the Barnacle of the Bay. 20 to 25 on Keegan Murray and Malik Monk. And around 15 to De'Aaron Fox, DeMontis Sabonis, and Kevin Huerter, who is 4K and playing 20 minutes a night. I'm getting a lot of this one. I got to 32% of Keegan Murray. I got to 25% of the Barnacle of the Bay. 4,200, small forward, power forward. I'll take my chances. I got a little bit over the field on DeMontis Sabonis. A little shy on De'Aaron Fox, but he's up to 8,900. I am running away pretty quickly from the 24% ownership coming into Malik Monk at 6,400. You're going to need 42-plus fantasy points out of Monk to feel good. Certainly can do it in this spot, but I don't know. We've got Monk, -8 leverage. We also have those 6 guys that are getting double-digit in ownership. They're also double digits in optimal, but pretty sizable negative leverage to Monk. Pretty sizable negative leverage to Murray. Pretty sizable negative leverage to Harrison Barnes. So maybe a little over-owned here for Sacramento. You've got Keon Ellis out there being a not good per minute dude, but playing more minutes. Oh, there's S&P talking about it too. If we look at the Sims tool for Sacramento, 50% love coming into Harrison Barnes. I love the Barnacle of the Bay. Now, Stochastic Sims are getting Malik Monk. I have Monk projected for 2% or 2 fantasy points less than us. That's pretty clearly causing my disparity. Keegan Murray is at 29% exposure. Sabonis at 25%. Huerter at 19%. Fox is limited, but lots and lots of exposure coming into this Sacramento team. Either way, Murray, Barnes, Sabonis, 3 priorities to me. You guys got to figure out where you want to be on Malik Monk. Steven, does Sleeper have a deposit match? What code should I use? There should be a direct link in the description of this video. Let me take a look and see if it's there. If it is, just click that one. Yeah, so there is a Sleeper bonus link in the description. I think I can drop this link in here. At least I hope I can. I hope you guys can see. If you can see that link, Steven, that would be what you would want to use. Deposit match is up to $500. So we want to get to Sacramento for sure. Malik Monk is the guy that's up in the air for me. And then we close this out. Atlanta Hawks, 8.5-point dogs in Los Angeles, 227 total. The Hawks played yesterday, so we don't really know their status, assuming everybody that played yesterday is in. We've got 10% ownership coming into Capella and Jalen Johnson, single digits to everybody else. No one got to double digits in optimal rate. I got to 18% of our boy Vit, and I don't know, 3,700 point guard, shooting guard. I don't think that's going to stick around very long for me personally. Any value that we get will make that go away. He's a 0.52 guy over the past month. I got him at 0.7 for the game, but I'm getting his value now. I don't anticipate getting it later. And then I got to 10% to Jalen Johnson, around 10% to Clint Capella. It's not a great spot to get to Atlanta on a back-to-back. We should be very clear here. Simstool sees it the same way. No more than, less than 3% exposure to Murray, Capella, Vit, Jalen Johnson, and Bogdan Bogdanovic. This Atlanta team looks pretty bad, honestly. And we are very, very light. At the very least, we're seeing a little bit of negative leverage to these guys, too. So if you like anything from Atlanta, try to stick to Jalen Johnson or Clint Capella. I think 9,800 for Murray is a little overpriced now. But we're going to need news. Perfect for late swaps. Final thing that we could look at for the Lakers, 15% ownership coming into Anthony Davis, 5% to LeBron, which is the second highest mark. Only AD crossed 10%. I got the 14% of AD. You've got Domantas Sabonis sitting out there at 10-5 and AD at 10-2. The relationship between those two is very difficult. They're some of the best payoff options you can get. You're probably going to need to get one of them right. And figuring out which one you prefer is tough sledding because the matchup against Atlanta, amazing. 28th in defensive rating, 13th in pace. I didn't really get to anything else from the Lakers. And if we look at the Lakers in the sim tool, we got to 31% AD. I'm a fan here. So keep your eyes peeled for this one because I think AD might end up looking a little bit better than Sabonis. Just because of that positional eligibility. Other than that, I don't think you're getting to the Lakers. And yeah, keep your eye on Bogdanovic. You did leave early last night. That could really create some value for Atlanta, but that is why we want to late swap. So if we sum up everything that we see from the stochastic run, 80% to Banton, 60 to Sam Merrill. You know where I stand there. 49 to Barnes. In the 40s for Harrison Barnes, Jalen Smith, and Caruso. In the 30s for Caris LeVert, Vooch, and AD, along with Malik Monk. This slate is pretty gross. Sotex, he doesn't have a Q tag right now. No one has a Q tag from Atlanta. The number one lineup in Sim ROI from Stochastic. Jalen Brunson, Sam Merrill, Alex Caruso, Jalen Smith, Ayton, Banton, Barnacle, and Vooch. It's the number one lineup that we have to start the day. And for those of you that are here for the FanDuel, let's go ahead and run some FanDuel sims and see what we get. Guys, thank you so much. Hit that like button if you haven't done it yet. Up to 499 people in the door. This is a fun Monday. I'd love to see that number click over to 500, but I feel like now that I mentioned FanDuel, we're going to lose some people. You guys wonder why I don't want to talk about it. It's going to be a good day. Contenders videos coming out after this. Prize picks already out. Lots going on. Remember, shorter slate on FanDuel. The 10 o'clock games aren't on this one. So this is going to look a lot different. A lot different. Yeah, no Davis or Sabonis in the optimal, well, in the highest ROI lineup. Yeah, AD's questionable. I don't know. Nothing I could do with it. Hopefully he doesn't play and we get that news that 9:30 and you can swap to Sabonis and he becomes a much better play. But nothing we could do there. All right. Almost at the end of the line here. For FanDuel, got to give the people what they want. So we got to talk a little bit about Sims. We got to talk about ROI. We got to talk about exposure. We got to give out the goods on the FanDuel side, guys. We're close. We're close. Compile them results, Simmy Sims. Excited for the deeper dive tonight. Lots to break down. Bellman and I will be digging deep into these eight games. It's almost like it'll be the deeper dive. Number one lineup in ROI, Mike Conley and Delano Banton. Alex Caruso and Sam Merrill. Anthony Edwards and Tumani Kamara. Jared Allen, Tobias Harris, and Nikola Vucevic. We quick favorite the top 150 lineups. Our exposures are as follows. 90%. To Banton and Caruso, 65 to Dosunmu, 50s for Jared Allen, in the 40s for Tobias Harris, Nikola Vucevic, and Kyle Anderson. We're in the 30s for Anthony Edwards and Mike Conley. Reminder, it's a five-game slate on FanDuel today. Another day in the books, guys. Thank you very much for joining me. Hit that like button if you haven't done it yet. Sign up for Sleeper using the link below. Don't forget, $1 of Odd Shopper Premium. $1. You get it for a week. Promo code is Madness, M-A-D-N-E-S-S. Go to oddshopper.com if you want to check it out. I'm going to get on out of here, folks. It's been fun. I love this show so much. I'll see you guys in the morning. Shorter slate tomorrow. This was The Strategy Show.